Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rigid Roosters podcast. My name is Cody. As always, I am sitting here with my beautiful, stunning, gorgeous, absolute fox, smoke show goddess of a co-host.
You're selling it pretty hard there, Mr. Man.
But it's
what's your fucking name?
I was about to get in it. Golly, I was going to sing.
Oh, you're going to sing?
I was.
Well, sing.
No, you ruined it.
No,
now,
sing.
So.
Sing. Sing.
It's freaking Heather, sing. Y'all. I'm here.
Quit coughing.
I'm trying to. I'm
Knock so it sorry. Off.
Okay, listen. Let me tell you, everybody, why I'm coughing. Because I'm trying to be a big kid. Edibles are messing up my tongue. I can't. Oh, shoot. I hit that button. What's it mean when you accidentally hit the button and you don't blow on it?
I don't know.
Okay. I got to put it down. So I'm trying to vape. Because, one, my tolerance for edibles is
superhuman.
Freaking ridiculous. So I'm just trying to taking a tolerance break a little bit from that, but like it also helps with my anxiety. It does. And at night, because I can't sleep, I just need something to help.
I think she's part vampire.
I could be. 100%. I totally could be. No, it can't be. But all the garlic we use, there's no way.
That's why I said part.
Vampire. Oh, okay. Okay.
Not
anyway, so the coughing is because I'm trying, because I have little baby lungs that are perfectly healthy and have tried to smoke a couple of times, but like never actually successfully done it because coughing is not fun. And why does anybody want their chest to hurt like that? So I tried one the other day and ended up giving it to our Haley girl because I almost died. It was awful.
So you had the normal coughs?
That hurt so bad. There is no way those were normal coughs.
That's normal.
It was awful. So anyways, I got a new one today, and it was an indica, which is what I'm used to taking.
Indica couch.
And it was called Pink Panties, and it's my favorite color of pink, so that was ultimately what led me to buying this one. But anyways, I have been taking like small puffs and like being pretty cool about it, except we had to start over because I took a puff not thinking it was really any bigger than what I've done.
And the intro was entirely just coughs.
Yeah, well, like 45 seconds of it. Yeah. So there you go. There's that little check-in.
So speaking of check-ins, how is your brain?
It's good. I've had a really good day today. I can't say like anything's happened. But like I went and got my nails done and had a massage. It's just been I've just been feeling good.
Yeah.
You know, I woke up feeling good.
Good.
So, you know, our last episode was a little bit tense, and I think finally being able to talk it out and we've been talking it out,
mm-hmm.
but how we utilize this and then like how I will listen to it again and hear it, I guess a second time, almost like I'm hearing it from somebody different. I don't know. Maybe that's a part of it because I feel like we've moved past something that I was kind of stuck on because I'm learning that while yes, that things that happened, but it's my response. It's my reaction that is not the problem, but something I need to work on.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so, anyways, I think that's what led me to looking up. I can't even remember where I found it or why I found it, but I found a book that's, what was it called?
I don't remember.
Gosh, I tell you these things so you remember because I can't. It is called The Smart Girl's Guide to Polyamory. And obviously we've been in this for a little while, but
go ahead and give the author a shout out on there as well.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime that we're,
you're right.
This
you're
is
right.
a public space. Anytime that we're calling out book titles, we need to call out authors and give them credit.
You're right. My bad. I apologize. I'm really enjoying it. I'm only 26% in though, y'all. So, you know, bear with me, but it is The Smart Girl's Guide to Polyamory. And it says everything you need to know. I can't about open relationships, something or another. And alternative love. And it is by, I'm going to butcher this, Dedeker Winston.
Okay.
Dedeker Winston.
Dedeker?
I don't know. So there we go. I'm starting that book. And that wasn't necessarily because of the talk yesterday, but it's something that is good for both of us. one of the things she mentions is her big one of her big commitments to the polyamory lifestyle. And I loved how that was phrased in her book, because you have to make a commitment not just to your partners and to agreeing all these times and stuff, but you have to make a commitment to yourself and to living a non-traditional life itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't know if some people get that part of it, you know?
Well, I think that's a really good lead in to our topic today.
Sure.
As well.
Yes. I'm glad that worked out.
Because, you know, we do live a non-traditional lifestyle and we are very proud of that fact. And a question that we get a lot is, how and why are you so open about that? So you had a conversation with one of your sisters the other day. Why don't you tell us kind of what we're going to be talking about today and how we're going to break it down?
So I'm sure you guys are not going to have any problem believing this. I can't remember exactly what got the conversation starting. Mm-hmm. I believe it was posting a picture on like one of our Facebook groups or posting a snap on my Sparkle Fingers one, the spicy one. And I haven't been on Tinder since 11/20. So I don't think it was that.
It was on Snapchat.
Was it Snapchat?
Yep, I remember.
Okay. But it was just some rando person that was not necessarily very attractive to me. And like the conversation, do you remember what it was? Because it was just something like tits and ass. I mean, it was just something stupid. And I'm like, man, where do these people that, like, where do they get their confidence from? Yeah. Like, how do they do that? And anyways, I had sent it to my sister, who's not in the lifestyle, but who has a husband that studies it. He's a professor. And so, like, she gets to see it in two different worlds. And she was like, oh my God, Heather, make this a freaking podcast episode. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, well, like, what one of the things is, you know, why we chose to come out. So let's start there. Why did we choose to come out, Cody?
So speaking individually, right?
Sure.
We're going to get your point of view on this here in a second. For me, though, I don't have the capability to live a lie. I don't like it. It puts a burden on me that I don't, frankly, have the energy to carry. You know what I mean? So if I'm going to do something, I want to be proud of it. If it's anything worth doing, I'm going to be proud of it, right?
Sure.
Well, I'm pretty proud of this, you know? Yeah. And I don't like having secrets. I don't like living a double life, so I don't see any reason to hide it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we've been out publicly pretty much since we started doing this.
Basically since we moved out to the house. It's almost up.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been anything that we've tried to hide. Of course, you know, with the kids, we give them an extremely watered down version of it, but they are aware that we do live a non-traditional lifestyle.
So before you get too far into it, that's why you're living this life out.
Yeah, just because I don't like secrets and I don't like trying to hide anything
that
I do.
I have never been very good at lying.
Mm-hmm.
Or very good at keeping like lies straight or whatever, the stories that spin to
and
make these lies.
That's not a bad thing.
Well, I know it's not, but like so that's not something I do. So why, I'm saying this exact same thing that you're saying, but for me, it wasn't all like intellectual. It was just like, there's so much crap that we got to deal with. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with having to just put on a face to be me.
Yeah.
And
I don't want to have one face that I show to the world and one face that I show to my friends in private.
I am me everywhere.
Right.
That's what I want. So that's why I am in it.
Yeah.
So there we go. That's why we chose to come out.
Yeah.
One of the questions that we get, I don't know about you so much. So like this is I'm coming at you with like a, we're gonna spitball this because Cody's normally the leader and I'm not. So Got my little notes here to keep me kind of on track.
And that's why she's leading this episode, is because she has the notes. And I really, we've discussed this several times, how we're going to break this episode down, and I never remember what we're going to talk about. So I'm really glad that you took notes. I'm really glad that you were organized, and I'm glad that you are leading this, and I get to be the interviewee. That's fun.
I know. Don't get used to it. I'm just kidding. No, so we'll start with you. Has there been any, because we're out, we publicly posted it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I mean, so everybody in our lives know. Has there been any fallout from that?
Of course, there's fallout in the family. You know, people that are way more conservative and traditional, typically. There's been fallout with that. There's been family members that have disowned us. There's been family members that... not necessarily disowned us, but continually question why, you know, why do you do this?
And,
why do you do
and
this?
And not in a way that is...
not in a way that's trying to learn, in a way exactly. That's what you're doing is wrong.
Yes.
And, you know, growing up in that sphere, people have their beliefs, right? And I'm not here to try to change anybody's beliefs. So if you have that belief and you think that what we're doing is wrong, I'm not here to change your mind, right? You're going to believe that, and that's fine. I'm going to believe what I believe. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But there has been fallout from it, you know, and it's just, it's one of those things where if you can't accept me and the life that I'm living, I don't necessarily
need to spend time on you.
Yeah. I don't need your input. You know what I mean? And it's, that's what it is. It's people that don't have a lot of power in our lives, that are asking these questions. And, you know, and it's a lot of people. One of the main stressors between me and my parents when all of this started out was it's a lot of people that don't have anything to do with our lives, but that wanted to gossip about it.
Yeah.
You know, did you know your son is doing this? Did you raise him this way? Or what are you guys doing? What is he doing? And my number one comeback to that was always tell him to reach out. Message me. Ask me a question. If you're concerned about what I'm doing, talk to me about it.
And you even had, I think, didn't you have two cousins? Like,
Yeah. And so, I mean, I've had a couple people reach out, but none of these people that were so quote-unquote concerned and wanting to quote-unquote rescue me from this ever reached out to me.
Yeah.
All it was people wanting to fucking gossip and small-town drama and bullshit like that. So they never reached out to me to have a conversation.
Which is so funny, and you know why it is. Is because, yeah, we are living this non-traditional lifestyle. We are doing the naughty things that we're doing with others on top of, like, for me, emotionally caring for whole other relationships. Oh God, it's hitting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but at the same time, you know, I know several of these people and several of them have cheated on their wives repeatedly. Several of them have affairs with the pool boy. Several of them have these little indiscretions that they keep secret from their significant other, quote unquote secret. And I'm the one being judged because I'm open about it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
We're like, it's like the hate because we're not having dramatic fallout from this.
Right. There's no anger between the two of us. And it, as a matter of fact, Heather and I are each other's biggest fucking cheerleaders.
Oh my gosh.
There was an event that we went to, and I may have talked about it on the podcast, but I went to this event and I'd been chatting up this one girl, and I met this other girl at the event. And while I'm having sex with this one girl I'd been chatting up, the other girl comes into the room with us and joins in.
Yeah.
I came out and told Heather that, and she got this huge smile on her face, gave me a high five. She was fucking ecstatic about it.
I know.
And, you know, that's...
I'm a dude bro, though. You know that.
Well,
so.
But irregardless of that, irregardless is not a word. Yes. I'm not going to say it. Regardless of that, you know, you are my wife. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you are my cheerleader for that just fucking gets under
people's
skin.
Well, I'm going to give even a funnier story, because that's not the story I thought you were going with. Our very first, I guess, quote-unquote orgy, if you will.
Yeah.
At the hotel when we had gone up to Lost Beach.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, it was all friends. It was all good times. And yeah, we weren't on the same bed. So we had two queens. I was in one group on one bed, and you were in another group on the other bed.
Mm-hmm.
And not only was my best friend there being like, hey, and she got you in the game. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember being full of someone and being like, yes, go little rock star. Yeah, because, and all of us laughing because, I mean, it's.
And but people hear that or people see that and they see that you and I don't have a problem with each other doing this. And it just fucking galls people because it's not what you've been taught your entire life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be honest, getting into this and unlearning all of that shit was rough. It was hard.
It's still rough. I mean, we're still unlearning.
Yeah. But at the same time, we're having fun. And what I said a while ago about, you know, your beliefs being your beliefs, my belief is that we're put on this earth to have as much of a life as we possibly fucking can before we go to back to dirt. You know what I mean? So why would I not enjoy
it in a way that is kind and loving to others?
Right. But why would I not enjoy my life?
Exactly.
Why would I not have these fucking amazing experiences?
And it's open. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to get, you know, biblical about it, I can quote scripture right back at you that says, you know, all of these biblical characters had several wives. You know, and we can go back and forth about that all day long. But at the end of the day, I'm living my life. You live yours. Yep. I don't care how you live your life. Whatever makes you happy, do it. Because that's the end game, right? Mm-hmm. Live a happy life and be kind to others. Well, you're not doing real good on the be kind to others part if you're sitting there judging people for how they live their life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
has there been any fallout for you from this?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this so much, and while our journeys are different in the lifestyle, a lot of the, like, getting there part of it is pretty similar. So, yes, obviously. My mother has not been in my life longer than we've been in the lifestyle. Mm-hmm. However, we all know that had she been around.
Well, and then when she left, we weren't technically in the lifestyle yet, right?
We had just
started, there was still signs posted on our property that a whore and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff that a mother should never, ever say about their child.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And people wonder why, what's wrong with me? No, I'm just kidding. They wonder why I'm so funny. There you go.
That's it.
So, yes. So, you know, I've had some fallout. I will say my generation, like, of cousins. So, the ones that are my age. So, obviously, I've got some cousins that are, like, what you would think are aunt and uncle age, but they're cousins, you know. I just count them as aunt and uncles. So I'm talking about the ones that are 35 to 25. Okay. Those cousins, I'm not going to say we're tight or like we're as tight as we have been. There wasn't any fallout from them. They had questions. Mm-hmm. They wanted to make sure that like it was consensual, like for both of us. Because everybody, if you don't know this about Cody, we always joked that, like, if we were to divorce, my mom and family would keep Cody. It's still very much that way.
I'm amazing.
You are pretty okay, I guess.
And it is entirely generational, too, though. You know,
I mean, it plays a part into it if you think about it.
You can look at anybody older than that. I'd even say, like, 45 mark. Anybody older than that, they're not gonna want to have anything to do with it because you get set in your ways at a certain age, right?
Kind of. But, like, look at our friend, like, one of my besties' dads. I mean, every time I see him, has a new question or will ask a different question or will ask the same question again and then just smile and shake his head and like pat me on the head because we've known each other for a long time and be like, I don't get it. It's not for me, but I see a big old smile on your face
That's rare, though, especially in small town Oklahoma. Yeah. That's rare.
I know. Well, that's
I know who you're
too,
talking about. He's a special guy. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, and it's going to take that. It's going to take that to be able to open yourself up to new ideas and open yourself up to, hey, maybe the way that I live my life isn't the only way to live it. You know what I mean? The going standard here in small town Oklahoma, and I'm sure in a lot of other places in the world that are listening to this, it's the way that I live my life is the way you have to live yours as well.
Yeah. Nope.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Some of the other, it's going to kind of lead into, it's kind of the same question, but also in a different way. And I think it affects us differently. I don't know if it's necessarily straight boy-girl factor or the fact that you're in North Dakota more than your home. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm talking about like the stigma. So yes, we had fallouts. But like I said, your fallouts were my fallouts. Mm-hmm. We've been together for so long that our family, I mean, your family is my family.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So you're asking about stigmas with the lifestyle, right?
And that's coming from, I'm sorry to interrupt because I will forget this. It's in my community here. I am a substitute teacher.
Right.
I'm also a homeroom parent. I'm also involved with PTO.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very active in my kiddos' school life.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize that, but this probably plays a fact that I'm oblivious, and it works for me sometimes like this. I didn't realize that, like, teachers had backed off from me or quit talking to me, like, because, you know, like, I'm a sub, so I'm not there all the time,
right?
But I'm there enough to know the ones that have been there.
Yeah.
But like some of them being past teachers, you know, like it's not like you see them every day, so of course you're not thinking about, oh, they haven't talked to me in a while, until somebody tells you, oh yeah, they don't agree with this, and that's why they don't talk to you anymore. And you're like, oh my God, I didn't even realize we weren't talking to each other. You know, so like, they're not main people in my life, but
I will say, so as far as on my side, the main stigma that I get is from, it's especially from right-leaning conservative people. The number one question I get is, oh, so you're a cuck. And they have no clue what that word means, right? They've just heard it as, oh, the lib cucks and all this, and they're...
Well,
they're,
I mean, I know it's gotten better, too, but I know I've had some guy friends that they'll be like, oh, you're a fucking fag. You know, like...
Yeah, and, well, know, and they equate the two terms, right?
Yeah. And yes, that's, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
They're, right? So, you know, just because I'm in the lifestyle doesn't make me a cuck.
Yeah.
And
or bisexual, or
little,
anything.
A little bit of education goes a long way, and these people are lacking in that, right? So that's really the only stigma that I get more often than not. For males, you'll get high fives, and you'll get, you know, oh, that's so fucking cool, especially males in a blue-collar industry.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the friends that I have are friends that I made at work or lifestyle friends, you know what I mean? So in a blue-collar industry, as a male, when you say, hey, I have the availability to go and I can go get two or three girls in North Dakota if I want to, and then at the same time come home and we'll go on a play date while I'm home and
or
stuff like that.
Even being like, Look at my wife's tits. Yeah. I mean, you know, like,
yeah. And the fact that you can do that will get you a lot of high fives. It'll get you a lot of, man, I wish I had that life and stuff like that. So it's a lot different for men. I know that the stigma is there for women for sure. So go into that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. So like I mentioned, I'll start there with the school because I'm there a large part of the time. So that's not obviously who I am, but I'm there often.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, do you remember one of Coe's teachers sending home a behavioral report when we first came out as polyamorous?
Mm-hmm.
Because Kobe was talking about it with his friends and he treated it like it was a curse word.
Oh, it was a naughty word, and he doesn't need to be saying that.
Like, it's in his school files, y'all.
Yeah.
That, like,
yeah,
he had done this.
Yeah. And while I will agree that children don't need to know what happens in the bedroom, children can be educated on what happens in love.
They,
you know,
need
I mean?
To be
they
educated.
Can be, yeah, they need to be educated on all sorts of alternative lifestyles. They need to have a knowledge of this stuff before they get out into the world. That way, when they are met with this, it's not a panic of, oh shit, what is this? I have to be scared of it.
Exactly.
Right.
Or hateful about it, you know, just because you don't know it. Like, yes. So, I realized after that happened, after it had come to my attention that, like, one of the past teachers that I had always been friendly with was doing that, it made me think more in line, like, well, who else has done that to me at the school?
Right.
You know, or who else, like,
what else is it? I've had some people come up and ask me questions, and that's what I want. I mean, that's why we're doing this. This is why we're, that's another reason why we're out, because it needs to be talked about. I mean, there are so many more lifestyle people out here in Oklahoma that I'm finding that
there
just
are,
don't talk about it.
I would say there is it's a very slight minority of people in Oklahoma. And when I say a very slight minority, I mean monogamous compared to non-monogamous. The numbers aren't that far off.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
It's like 51-49 or 52-48. Yeah. The amount of judges, lawyers, politicians, things like that, that you have no clue are in the lifestyle, but that definitely are because we've seen them, would astound you. It would blow your fucking mind.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, how do I put this? It's like we said a while ago, you have to be educated about this stuff in order to not fear it and not be hateful about it, right? And the thing that we've run into the most since we've come out is people that are uneducated about it, that are fearful of it and hateful. And that's where the fallout comes from, right? But what are the stigmas associated with being a woman in the lifestyle and being out and proud about it?
Okay, so for instance, one of the teachers that I am close with, that I have remained close with, I love her. Like, I consider her a friend, and she considers me the same. So, like, I love her. She's Puerto Rican. I don't know if every Puerto Rican is direct as she is, but she is. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, I have questions. I need to know things. Yeah. And I was like, ask me. That's literally what, you know, like, literally, that's what I want you to do. And so she explained, and like, Puerto Rican culture, that it's not unknown for men to have two wives or more wives.
It's actually fairly common.
Yeah, for
men to have two or more romantic partners.
Correct. However, it is really frowned upon, nose turned up, if women have more than one. It's not unheard of, but it's definitely like that's where the stigma comes for the men there, is like, oh, why isn't he enough, like he's not a man enough for you or something like that. And so that's not how she wasn't asking, like, is Cody not man? It wasn't anything like that. It was
there's a lot of a concept in Latin American cultures, in Latin cultures, it's machismo. And it's, how manly are you? Uh-huh. You have to be manly. You have to be tough. You have to be.
She said that.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, anytime your wife is, you know, looking for fun outside the home,
it's a reflection of you.
There's the misconception that you're not manly enough. And even your sister has said that before, you know, because we were joking about it. And one time she was over at the house, we were joking about it. And she was like, well, if you can't please her, you definitely can't please me. I'm like, well, that's not why we're doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not I can't please anybody. That it was your youngest sister. And I think she was just joking, but at the same time, that is the misconception. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She was probably just joking. She's got a smart mouth.
I know her. She hates me, but she loves me at the same time. But anyways, that's the misconception. Yeah. And that is something that I have run into, you know, oh, well, you know, are you not able to do things? No, I'm perfectly capable.
And we have all the fun doing it.
Yeah. I can lay some fucking pipe.
Yeah.
But the thing is I don't own you.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You don't own me.
Correct.
We're free to have these experiences with other people as long as we talk about it and we consent to it. And we do.
Yes.
And so.
So that's how she started the conversation. And so that, and then it was, she's a hand talker too. So then she was like, she said, this is what happens in Puerto Rican culture, blah, 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 blah. And then she quits talking and just throws her hands at me like, your turn, talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like not really a question being thrown out there. And I said, I assume you're asking about my open relationship with Cody and who you've seen in the halls, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, how does that work? And so and it's different for everybody. I just like to preface that every time we say something, because yes, we are speaking and wanting to bring awareness out, but our stories are ours, and it's not necessarily advice that we're saying do or don't, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, at this point when she's asking me, he's already living with us. So we're all the way fully blended, kitchen, tabletop, polyamory or whatever. And then she's just like, how does that work? And I'm like, well, if you think about it, I was like, Cody's gone for 20 days. And she was like, oh, so that's why you did it, is because you're lonely. No, that's not it at all. It's because we like doing naughty things and watching each other do naughty things with other people. I mean, like, you know, like there's other things involved. So no, it's not because of that. And then it was, oh, well, because he's cheating on you and you're trying to be okay with it. Nope.
No.
Nope. I don't know that I like hearing about it as much as I like watching it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know why, how that works in my brain, so we'll have to unpack that later, but watching it in person, hell yeah. And in video, still a good one, but fuck yeah in real life.
Yeah.
Hearing about it though, I don't know. I don't know if that's because I do that with my girlfriends and that, like, it makes it, see, it goes back to our last talk, and that makes it something in my head that is more romantic versus.
And that's wild because it's not romantic.
You know I mean? Know, but you're, I don't know. I don't know why, because you're doing the same thing. You're telling me exactly what you did. It's just you're telling me versus me watching it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, for some people would be like, well, wouldn't seeing that hurt you more? No. It's like watching porn.
Yeah.
And my husband's the star. You know, like, I don't. But so she was coming. I mean, you know, she's spicy. Mm-hmm. So she's coming at you. And because Mel, my bestie works there, Melly, walked by and she clocked some of the question. And so she came in to make sure that I was cool, that I wasn't.
You weren't being attacked.
Being attacked, yeah. And which I love her. I mean, that's why she's a bestie boo. That's why she is where she is. But no, then she sat down and Mel got to give a little bit of her perspective, being an outsider looking in, but being family, you know, being here all the time and seeing what it was like. So I know so we got to have that talk. And I had told that teacher, if there were others, I'm more than happy to talk about it. And even the boys would want, I mean, like, that we would sit down and have whole conversations about this. Like, it wasn't a bad thing. We weren't hiding it. That's why you could see us. It wasn't odd to see me with him, me with you, or all three of us together. Like, it was just, that's what it was.
Yeah.
But, you know, lo and behold, to find out.
Yeah, we're not worried about that. So let's get back to, what are some of the stigmas? So when I hear stigma, I think it's what are people thinking when they hear that you are non-monogamous and you're out about it,
like,
right?
So slutty.
Yeah, for instance,
sex crazed.
A lot of the questions that I get are, you know, oh, so you're cool with her cheating on you, or I imagine what you get is, oh, so you're cool with him cheating on you. The assumption and the stigma there is that, you know, we're cheating. No, we're not. I mean, we covered this in last week's episode. Cheating can still happen in lifestyle, right?
1,000%.
But as long as everything is communicated, everything is consented to, everyone agrees on everything, it's not cheating. You know what I mean? We are having these fun experiences with each other, but it's not like we're going behind each other's backs to do them. You know what I mean?
It's the opposite.
Can you think of anything else that would be a stigma for women in the lifestyle, being out and open about it?
I just know that I've experienced it as being left out all of a sudden from groups that I hadn't been before.
Yeah.
And like I said, but it just goes back to me being a slut, or me being cool, me not having a backbone to say, quit cheating on me, because that's not what we're doing, but they're not asking me those questions for me to tell them that,
people,
you know,
just make the assumption.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's the worst part of it. And that Mel's gone to bat for us several times because she's caught them. I don't want to say caught, but she's heard people talking. And so she would be like, what? And it's all sex for every, I mean, like, that's what it boils down to for everybody. It seems like is
It's just all sex.
What is in our pants? Who we're putting it into? And, you know, all of that. And that's not,
Even for me, you know, as someone who's really only in it for the fun times, it's a lot more about friendship and building connections. I mean, hell, I was having a talk with one of our friends earlier who, you know, she was stuck in an airport wondering, you know, wondering if she was going to get to make it home. And I was talking to her through that. And, you know, it's you build friendships and you build these relationships that are going to last a long fucking time because we make true friends who are proud
and to be our friends and proud authentic.
And so it's so much more than just sex. While there is sex involved, it's so much more than just sex.
And that's why I can't, like, I want to make shirts and, like, have signs on it, like, everywhere we freaking go. Well, and
that's, I mean, that's why I've got a tattoo. You know, I've got an upside-down tattoo, an upside-down pineapple tattooed on the inside of my right bicep.
Yeah.
And it's just because I'm not ashamed. I'm happy for people to know because it raises questions and it sparks conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think our next topic on there, if I remember right, was what does being out in small town Oklahoma look like? Is that right? Or is there another thing before that?
No, stigma behind, so lifestyle, assumptions being about being out and how others treat you, me, us. That was where we were
I think
going.
We pretty well covered that.
Okay.
So what's after that?
We kind of flipped our thing. So we talked about coming the way we came out, the fallout from it. The implications of coming out, losing our friends, family disowning, where we're at mentally and emotionally with it. So where are we at? Like we've covered my notes.
So let's talk about this. You know, what does being out look like for us in small town Oklahoma? And I think that the assumption that a lot of people have is that, you know, especially with us saying, you know, we have been ostracized by family. We have been ostracized by so-called friends, right? So the assumption is that it's negative, right? But it's not, you know. More often than not, when people see my tattoo or people hear about us or they hear about the podcast, they have questions. And it's especially younger people, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
People, I would say, from 20 to 45, somewhere in there, they have questions and they want to talk to us about it. And that, to me, is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's people wanting to learn and instead of just judge. And I love that. I really fucking do. As a matter of fact, I matched with a girl on Tinder, I think it was last night, and she matched with me just to say, hey, I want to know the name of your podcast so that I can learn more about this. And then today she told me, she was like, I've never even thought of non-monogamy at all. She said, but, you know, she said she listened to the podcast, she enjoyed it, and she said that in the right setting, she could see being with a swinger or being part of a swinging couple and having fun with it. And I said, that's what it's all about. I said, it's about the right setting. It's about the right people around and it's about the right person to do it with, you know? But we had a really good conversation and it's something that she had never thought of before until she saw that and was like, hey, I want to know more about that. So us being out in small town Oklahoma, even as judgy as people can be and as kind of backwards as a lot of people are around here, it's still an awesome experience, you know, especially with this. You know, we have a podcast and right now we're at, I believe, 6,000 listeners worldwide. So I mean it's awesome. We're conveying this message to 6,000 people around the world, and that's amazing to me because we're teaching them about our life. We're teaching them,
giving them different perspectives.
Teaching them about a lifestyle that they might not know anything about. So, being out, what it looks like for me is awesome. It's an adventure. It's fun. You know, it's something that continually brings a smile to my face. And that to me, along with all of the benefits to our relationship that we've had, makes all of the bad stuff worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You and I have thrived in the lifestyle.
100%. And like, we talk about communication and we beat it like a dead horse, but y'all, we weren't unhappy and we weren't not communicating before, but because of the lifestyle and what you have to do and the boundaries that you have to make and stuff, you have to open up and talk. And if you aren't opening up and like looking within yourself too, it's not going to work out. And I think that's where some of our people have struggles is they look inward and they know things need to change, but they don't want to change it. They just want the fun parts. And right. That's not being a part of the lifestyle.
It is participating, but it's not healthy. You know, it's not something that's going to give you any benefit. And that's
not any long-term benefit.
Right. And that's the way that I live my life. I want to look at things, and if they will benefit me in some way, I want to do them. Right. So I know that self-work and self-help is going to benefit me. So if I can look at myself and say, hey, I might be doing this wrong. I need to re-examine how I'm thinking about this. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to do it. And this is 100% provable, because you can go back and look at my Facebook posts from fucking 2016. And you can see that I'm a totally different person now than I was then, you know. And that's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so...
But that's good. That's what we're supposed to do.
You want to continually grow and learn and open yourself up to these new things, especially if they're going to benefit you, right? So people have a tendency, like I said a while ago, to get set in their ways, and that's where you run into a lot of the problems being out. You run into, and I won't even call them problems, but it's unpleasant scenarios. You know, it's people saying rude things, people having bad opinions of you. But it's like I mentioned a few weeks ago, we don't fuck with the opinions of unimportant people. And if you're going to just talk negatively about us, you're unimportant to us. You know what I mean? So how does it look any different than that for you being out in small town Oklahoma?
Just in the ways that are unfair normally to women. I mean, yeah. Just in general relationships and general lifestyles. Yeah. I think we all know being a white male in America is where it's at.
Well, so, especially in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know.
I think if we lived in a place like Colorado or something like that, then what you're saying would be different for sure. Because it is a lot more, the people there are a lot, I'm going to say this and I don't want to offend anybody, but people in liberal-leaning places mm-hmm. tend to be a lot more open-minded about things that aren't quote-unquote the norm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if we were in a place like that, I think that your experience would be different.
You're probably right. But I also don't mind paving the way, like, for us going through the crap now, so that if our kids choose to go in a non-traditional lifestyle, whether mm-hmm. it be what we're doing or being attracted to the same sex or whatever, you know, whatever it ends up being, if we can make that a little easier for them mm. here in this not liberal state, then good. Great. That's what I want. If the only thing I can do is show my girls, the girls in my life that I have now, that I'm going to encounter, that I'm going to influence, is to stand up for yourself mm. and to stand up for to be heard. We are there. We are not male and we are not all white, but we are there and we are here. I think
something important to add to that too, though, is that you can have the same experiences as your male counterparts.
Yes.
Right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Right. So say our little girl ends up with some man that decides he wants to be in the lifestyle, but he's not cool with her doing anything in it. She's going to know right away, that's a fucking red flag. Yep. I need to get the fuck away from this, right? Because what's good for him is good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
And I want to teach our son the same thing, that what's good for you is good for her. And you are allowed to enjoy life. You are allowed to have these experiences, just because where you live does not make you.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If that was the case, I would be a crazy fucking Trump supporter right now. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But it's not. Where you live does not define you. It's your experiences.
Or it doesn't have to. Yeah. And we're choosing not to let it.
Right. And your experiences in life and your history and things like that, that's going to define you. So you live in a way that you want to be defined, right? And I think that's an important lesson that we are actively teaching both kids.
Not even just ours. I mean, we've got three that are honorarily ours that are here.
Yeah.
I won't include her. It's because I include the Spicy Nugs as ours, but is our niece, you know, that is here.
Yeah. Well, we're going to try to leave kids' names.
Oh, shoot. Okay. So I was like, wait, what did I do?
The tone that you just heard right there, that was, we're going to try to leave little kids' names out of, especially if they're not ours. We can say our kids' names is fine, but we haven't.
Okay. Well, my bad.
I didn't say your real name.
It's close enough.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it is. It's enough to where I'm going to have to go back and edit that.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. Okay. I guess I just always say spicy nugs, so it's never clicked in my brain. Okay. Anywho, what was the thought before you... I don't know. I panicked when you looked at me like that.
We're teaching all of our kids.
Oh, yes.
You know, even our honorary
kids. It's not just our two.
Yeah.
It's many. And I count that as because of how we foster the relationship we have so far with our kids. And right now I'm going to say Kobe because he's 13. You know, so we're getting into that gross, yucky stage where they tend to want to withdraw.
Yeah.
I say they tend to. We did, you know, like we wanted to do our own things. We didn't want to be with our parents.
And he's doing that a little bit, but he can still come and talk
different.
To us.
Yeah. I was like, it's way different. I would go to friends and teachers even before I went to like my mom for advice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with Kobe so far and our spicy nugs, it's showing that like, because of that foundation that we've laid, Bubba doesn't have a problem coming and say, Mom, what's an erection?
Mm-hmm.
Mom, I think I had a wet dream. Like, Mom, what's a wet dream? You know, like
the one I got the other day while I was at work. Dad, what's a whorehouse?
Oh God, freaking Haley, freaking Aunt Miss Haley. I have to make that distinction because if Aunt Haley hears it, she's gonna be like, that wasn't me.
I didn't do anything. Yeah.
No, it's the bad influence in Miss Haley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think all of her bad influence is in her ass, too. That's why it looks like that. 100%. That's where she carries her evil.
You think so?
That or her space buns, one of the two.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. She does have some cake, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are getting pretty close to time.
Good.
Let's go ahead and kind of finish this up with just some conclusionary statements, right? So, you know, being out, the reason that we decided to do it is because...
You're so handsome.
Thank you. You're so beautiful.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I just like it when... I like when... I know I'm an intellectual person. I know that. But watching you get... So, like, I don't feel dumb when I'm... Even when I make the jokes when I'm like, okay, the intellectuals are talking, so I'll talk to the stoners now or the potheads or whatever. I'm not being mean to myself, but when you're talking, you carry a confidence about you that is very endearing and very charming.
Cool.
And you just had it right then and there, and I just wanted you to know.
Well, thank you, baby.
So there you go. Sorry, continue.
That made me all warm and fuzzy.
Good.
So being our choice to be out, why did we decide to do it? Well, it's because that we don't have secrets. We don't want to have secrets. Secrets are burdens, and neither one of us have the energy to carry those. You know, no. We've got too much other shit going on.
We don't want our kids to carry that. That's
right. So, but also we want to help people, and that's why we have this podcast. We want to be able to educate people. We want people to understand what non-monogamy is all about. We want people to understand that you don't have to just cheat on your spouse. Because those desires are there, right? The desire is there to, you know, well, what if? Is the grass greener on the other side? Or can I go experience this? And the desire is there. Otherwise, people wouldn't fucking cheat so much. You know what I mean? So we want to educate people that, hey, there's another option besides ending your fucking marriage and ruining your life. You know, talk to your spouse. Open up to your spouse and say, hey, what if we tried this? You know what I mean?
But that goes back to, I can't remember if it was while we were recording or before we started talking, before we recorded, but it goes back to, you have to make that commitment to be like,
we're going to try this.
Yeah.
But we want people to know that this is out there, that people are involved in it. And just because those people are involved in it, that doesn't make them weird. That doesn't make them
bad.
It makes them normal fucking people with normal desires that have had the conversation with each other.
So wait, okay. Here's one of the, I couldn't think of how to say it earlier. I know we're trying to conclusionary, but back like the stigma thing. Yes. It is the sex thing, but like, baby, do you understand how many marriages we've quote unquote
busted up?
Oh, a bunch. And
or how many boyfriend-girlfriend relationships we've completely ruined.
That's the biggest fallout for us, is because we have this lifestyle. We live this way. And when people are involved with us in a good light, it's awesome. And they love us, and they want to be around us. But whenever anything negative happens to them, instead of owning up to their own failures or their own inaction, their own whatever it is that it is, they'll point the finger at us.
Yes.
Oh, you've been hanging around Heather and Cody too much. They put these ideas in your head. You know, that's what caused all this. You just don't hang out with them anymore and we'll be fine. That's not the case.
No, not even a little.
Brother, you've been fucking up for a while. Own it and move on with your life.
But you're not committing to being you're not self-reflecting. You're not committing to being
That's rare.
Inward person.
Right, that's rare here though. You know what I mean? The knee jerk around these parts is somebody else's fault.
Oh, well, 100%. Somebody else did this. 100%.
You know? But Joe Biden made the price of groceries increase.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with inflation in the American economy and the fact that, you know, we're sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. It's Joe Biden made the grocery prices increase and Trump's going to fix all of it. Well, that's, the world doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Right? You got to do some self-reflection. You got to realize that the world is not black and white, and it's not that my girl has been hanging out with Heather and Cody too much and that caused this. You got to realize that there's a lot of other shit that led up to her wanting to end that relationship. You know what I mean? And it's happened a bunch. And, you know.
And it sucks. I want y'all to know, like, because we come to you real and honest every time, even though we know it's not us or me, namely me, because lately it's been me that's the home wrecker and I don't understand how, but.
I think it's because they know that it's going to hurt you. With me, it was like the first two times that it happened, I was like, oh man, did we do something? And now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You can think that if you want to.
Well, I mean, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at now. But it still is just like.
Well, they know that you're a caring enough person, though, that if they say that, it's going to dig at you, right?
It is.
And in their mind, you did this thing, or we did this thing, but they know that that dig is not going to fucking do anything to me.
No, for whatever reason, this particular individual, you're not involved at all. It's me.
Yeah.
I am the almighty.
Well, because that particular individual knows that if they said anything about me, I'd be like, yeah, I did it. It's my fault. Cool. That's what you want to think? Fuck it. You know, because I don't have that in me anymore to feel bad for these people. You know what I mean? I don't have that. If I know that I've done nothing wrong, but you still want to blame me, fucking blame me. I don't give a fuck. Well,
that's where I'm at too, because that person is out of something. That's the stigma behind it. But what we're doing is just empowering our friends. Or they're seeing the healthy stuff that we're doing, or they're seeing that we are having arguments where one friend might, as soon as a voice started to raise, I mean, just an octave, would start shrinking into herself because that was the start of something wild and crazy. But then getting to see us have a disagreement and sometimes still having to take a break from each other, but being able to come back and it not being loud and explosive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what in my brain, when I'm the rational part of me, like when I have to find it and be like, okay, Heather, it's not because you've done anything. I know I didn't do anything. Yeah. I cannot control anybody. You know what I'm saying? I can only control myself. In reality, that's all I have control of ever is my actions and my emotions and myself.
Exactly.
So, like, I know that. But it's literally us just being us. Or, I don't know. Because this is not just, I mean, obviously I'm talking about one specific thing right now, but.
Right. But it's happened on several occasions.
I don't understand why.
It's just us living our life and you know, telling our friends that, hey, you are worth something. You are worth love. You are worth fighting for, you know, and when they realize,
no, it is not normal for somebody to yell at you for being sick.
Yeah, because we're going to be honest with our friends.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And if you don't like that, don't come around here, because you're going to get honesty around here. And, you know, but for some reason, us being honest with our friends and telling them that they're worth something in life is the reason for all of this bad shit happening to these other people, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know? And I think eventually you're going to get to a point like I'm at where you'll just let it roll off your back, because it, what these people say doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't. And I know that. Rationally, I know that. But right. still, but I've known that person, and we spent time, and there was a friendship there. And
emotionally,
I'm like...
emotionally, their words do still matter. Rationally and emotionally for me, doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're going to get there. Like, I get that rationally you think that, but the other side of your brain is not thinking that. So one of these days, you'll get to a point where both sides of your brain are in agreement, where you're just like, yeah, fuck them. You know what I mean? And having reached, I've only reached that point in my life in probably the past, like, 2 years. You know what I mean? But it has been freeing for me, because it's a lot less stress. You know what I mean? It's a lot less me worrying how other people are going to perceive me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm at a point right now in my life, I don't fucking care how you perceive me. You know what I mean? I have one person on this planet that I'm trying to impress, and she's pretty fucking impressed with me. So, everybody else, I could fucking care less.
Who?
You, dumbass.
I'm just kidding. Don't but, call me a dumbass, you rude.
But everyone else, I could give less of a fuck. You know what I mean? If you like me, that's great. That's fucking awesome, because I'm being me. If you don't like me, cool. I don't need you around. You know? And you'll get to that point one of these days. And when you do, I'm excited to see it.
But that's... I understand what you're saying. And maybe it's just the girl brain that I have those two sides.
Everybody has those two sides.
Because... I'm there. I don't care. I know.
On one side of your brain, logically speaking, yes, you are there. On the logic side of your brain, the side that doesn't get to take over very much, you are there. But on the emotional side of your brain, you are not there. And you will be one day, but you're not there yet.
That's probably due to the emotional stunted self. But we're going to break into that. I got my first one with the new therapist coming up on Tuesday, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
Yep, I'm excited.
I think it's because you scheduled that as I was driving through ICE, and I heard you scheduling the appointment, but I don't remember anything about you scheduling the appointment.
Oh, maybe
was more
on the
focused
way to
on
the
just
tattoo.
Trying to keep us on the road.
Oh, crap, yeah. You're going to have to alcohol me down, man. I got to get ready for that.
We've already talked about this. We're going to do it in the morning.
I got to get all the purple off.
We've already talked about this. We're going to do it in the morning.
Have you seen what I'm wearing? It's nothing but gold discs. Like, I can't have the purple on my arm from my tattoo.
Say it again. We have already talked about this. We're going to do it in the morning.
Whatever. I just wanted to say what my outfit was going to be and get you all chubbed up like I did anyway.
Well,
so
mission success.
Mission success. Mission accomplished?
No, there you go. Same thing. All right.
Mission
success. We are... here coming up on time. Do you have anything else that you want to leave our lovely listeners with?
Just be yourself. I mean, that's
be unapologetically yourself.
The right people are going to love you, and the other ones will find their ways out.
Fuck them. Feed them fish heads. That's what I say.
I don't know what that means, but
it means fuck them.
Oh, Cody, I'm going to post on our Instagrams later for everybody to see the fun chicken daddy picture we've got of you in
it's not of me, it's a Photoshop picture with my face badly photoshopped onto a body.
I loved it. I'm gonna print it out. I thought they're hilarious.
Well, I'm glad, because that might be the only one you get if you're gonna be a brat about it.
Whatever.
All right, guys. Until next time, love yourselves, because we love you. Okay, thanks.
Bye.